Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, happy Wednesday. Well, our ginger is with us, but she's unable to speak. She was gagged.
Hang with me in the MMO. So many places we can go.
Well, you see, you're not the only one having a bad Wednesday out there. Okay, apparently she wants to be out of location.
I'm craving to remote with you. So many animations I can do. Be anything you want me to be. Come on, come on, share a potion with me. Do you wanna?
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm ready for the weekend again already. Sometimes it's worse when you have a short week or a long weekend. So while we were waiting for the show to start and trying to keep Ginger from throwing a brick through her computer screen, I decided we'd do something special for you all. I know you all are hearing about the whole TSN fiasco. This is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I have some little alerts set up. We're watching everybody's sites, and the stuff that's going on, amazing. This is so juicy. It's tabloid juicy. Wait a minute. Did I hear Miss Ginger speak? There she is.
I think I'm here, maybe.
There you are.
Fine to be here.
There she is. Miss Ginger's out on location at the PlayStation Network show. No, I'm kidding. She's not. She has to call in. Her PCs hate her today.
Ah, my PCs hate me today. Both of them. I don't know what the deal is.
That's very interesting. So we'll have to see if we can fix that after the show. Yeah.
I'm installing the audio drivers right now. It's like, oh my gosh, people, don't wait until the night before. You got to work to redo your drives. It's not good. It's bad. Do it on a weekend when you have all weekend to mess with it.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. You didn't want to do it on the weekend. Gamers don't wait till the weekend, so you did it. You did it properly. We want to be able to play on the weekend, not be fixing your PC. So, but as I was saying, I have created a special section that'll be running on our front page the duration of this lovely PSN fiasco, and it's called The Breach. I've already dubbed it, given it a name. So you all enjoy that. We'll be gathering some stories from around the web and our own information whenever we can find it about The Breach. This is horrible. When I was getting ready to go to bed last night, I kept having alerts pop up about it, and people are pissed. Not that I blame you, and I must correct something.
I can't blame them either. I'd be pissed, too.
We keep saying the PlayStation Network is free. It is the basics of it is free, but there are people who pay for PSN Plus, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the ones that are experiencing this, this issue. So for you guys, we're very sorry. It's not good. It's not good. There's so much to tell you about The Breach today. But before we do that, I guess we need to, tell them some other news. There's some other stuff that's going on in the world.
There is some other stuff that's going on in the world, and apparently my computer is going to be a brat, so I'm moving to the other one.
They don't like you today at all, Ginger.
No, it's like, oh, hey, we just updated this, so we're going to restart this without your permission and close all your windows out.
Yay for update PC woes.
It'll be one of those days. It's hump day, people, though. It's hump day. We are halfway through the week. Oh, yes. All right, so can I go first?
Of course, darling, of course.
All right. We talked last week about... Well, actually, I'm sorry. No. This is going to be about the actual PS leak, looks like. I'm pulling the story from GamePolitics.com this morning. Gamers voice to file complaints with Information Commission over PSN. And it looks like there's even an update about it. Let me go to the original story, and then I'll backtrack to the update. The original story shows that UK gamers' rights group's Gamers Voice said it plans to ask the Information Commission to investigate Sony Computer Entertainment over the week-long security leak that has left an estimated 70 million PlayStation Network users worldwide vulnerable because of security breaches of personal data and credit card information. You know, last night they were denying that that this would even affect actual gamers' credit information, but it looks like maybe it's going to. Last night, Sony sent out an email to customers warning them to check their credit card statements and change their online passwords after confirming the hackers had stolen personal data. So this is an update from yesterday's show, because yesterday's show, they were still saying that that didn't look like that had happened and nobody was taking credit for anything like that. Gamers Voice criticized the company for not alerting customers to the full extent of the data leak sooner. Looks like Gamers Voice Chairman Paul Gibson told Eurogamer, the response by Sony to the situation is at best disappointing and at worst dangerous, as it has left up to 75 million customers at risk of identity theft and fraud. He says, while the PlayStation Network being down for the better part of the week is unfortunate, it is the continuous lack of information being provided to gamers on the potential loss of their personal details, which is most worrying. He also goes on to say, since the security breach took place a week ago, Sony should have notified its customers immediately of the potential loss of information. We are contacting the Information Commission in the UK to see what powers they have to investigate this matter further, and hopefully to force some answers from Sony about the extent of the security breach. He goes on to say, if the Information Commissioner's office finds that Sony has violated the law in the country, it has the power to rule on any complaints filed and take action. Ouch. Ow, that could be expensive.
Very.
There was an update to the story, though. A subsequent story on Eurogamer confirms that the Information Commission office has confirmed its plan to grill Sony over the theft of millions of PlayStation Network users. Ooh, millions. Personal data and credit card information. The organization told Eurogamer this morning, the Information Commissioner's office takes data protection breaches extremely seriously. Any business or organization that is processing personal information in the UK must ensure they comply with the law, including the need to keep data secure. We have recently been informed of an incident which appears to involve Sony. They're contacting Sony and will be making further inquiries to establish the precise nature of the incident before deciding what action, if any, needs to be taken by this office.
If any? Really?
Yeah, Sony? I hope you bought plenty of lube.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday. I told you I was going to all morning.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Sony. Oh, yeah.
Well, Sony, of course, is not the only one having woes over things being released or issues. Microsoft is also experiencing some we let your data leak or phishing scams going on. Xbox Live they issued a service alert for Modern Warfare 2. A service alert for Xbox Live, again, has been issued warning of potential phishing attempts in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, although currently there's no interruption to their services like PSN. At the time of at the time the story was written, the service alert is saying users may receive potential phishing attempts via the title specific messaging while playing Modern Warfare 2, and they're saying that they are aware of the problem and working to resolve the issue, and of course they apologize for any inconvenience, blah blah blah, thank you for your patience. The alert is only for the matchmaking element of Xbox Live. No reported problems for the general service, marketplace, or your accounts. This may imply that attempts are being made to trick users into revealing personal or password information in-game as part of the matchmaking process. If you give this information away, you deserve to have your account hacked, honestly. You know better by now, being on the Internet. No further information is currently available from Microsoft or publisher Activision, but the alert comes, of course, because Sony is embroiled in the worst security scandal of the year, or possibly ever so far, experienced by the home console market. And that's from our friends at GameIndustry.biz. My God, there's so much more going on with the scandal. This whole show is probably going to be centered around this.
There are all kinds of scandals going on. It is nuts.
I cannot believe it. I wish... It's so juicy. Oh, God. I keep having to take sips of water. Oh, I love some juiciness, and I'm not poking fun at the rest of you out there, but I'm happy that I'm not involved this time. I really am. Although I may be. I got an interesting letter in the mail from somebody saying that my information was possibly compromised. It didn't say where. So I'm wondering if that's from what happened with Sony. And I'll probably pop over and see if we can find out if they did send information out to users, which would be nice of them. I mean, I give them credit for trying, but wow. Ginger, what else you got? Because there's a whole bunch of stuff about this going around the web.
Well, I think I may have my drivers updated, but I guess we'll see in a second. What else do I have?
Well, would you like me to go ahead and go while you see if you can get on with us at Skype real quick?
Yes, that'd be awesome.
I could go again. Well, interestingly enough, while...
You could go again.
I could go many times. All day, every day. Okay, anyway. GamesIndustry.biz is also saying that they believe the PSN breach will impact the digital games business. I say so. The massive breach that is left, and let me get this to you, 75 million PlayStation Network accounts vulnerable to the exploitation will, of course, have a wider impact on the entire digital games sales business. And this is according to James Brooksby, who's the head of developer at Double Six, whose title, Burn, Zombie Burn, was one of the first major hits on Sony PlayStation's service. Brooksby said consumer confidence will suffer at a time when digital sales are becoming more accepted in the games business, adding that it is still too early to predict the full impact of the security disaster. He says his biggest concern is how this affects not just PSN, but XBLA, Steam, iTunes, all the digital content providers. He said this has been a very widely publicized problem that consumers will take note of next time they create accounts and buy online games. Of course, this is just a blip, but it's sure to have the same some kind of impact, and we'll just have to wait and see what it is. He also says it's very disappointing, and to be clear, I'm not talking about the way that Sony has handled it, because I think they've handled it very well. It's a horrible thing that's happened, but it's not. They've handled it very, very well.
Have they?
Yes, they have. Hi,
can you hear me? You can hear me. Yay.
He says, but if it's all happened at all is the major concern is and why they believe it will affect digital consumers' future behavior. Although sales of the studio's own title have been affected, Brooksby again noted that it's the long-term issue that the companies need to be aware of. And while PSN is still offline, it's difficult to assess any real damage at this point, and I can agree there. He says, we've done some estimation, but we'll have to wait until PSN is back before we can really take stock. The long-term impact is more of a concern. And, of course, Sony did admit last night after now 7 days of being offline, it's still not sure of the full scale of security breach by illegal and unauthorized intruders. You can pop over to gamesindustry.biz to check out the rest of that story. They also are keeping tabs on what's going on with the breach. Yes, I told you, naming the breach. And you do have to have an account to sign up with gamesindustry.biz. And if you are one of those trolling people, this is not the place you need to be. This is where the big people hang, the developers, the marketing people. So go over.
This is where all us adults hang out.
Yes, this is where.
If you're still in diapers, please stay away.
Yes. Don't go over there and embarrass us and say we sent you and become a troll. Post something insightful and wonderful. Tell them where you were sent from. Tell them we sent you if you're going to be. Because this is all kinds of juicy. Anyway, what else you got? Because I got stuff.
I've got more juice on the same story. Holy cow, this is all about the breach this morning.
Yes.
GamePolitics.com. Richard, I'm going to kill your name, dude. I'm sorry. Maybe you should change that. Richard Blumenthal?
Oh, Blumenthal.
Blumenthal. Sends letter to Sony over PSN data theft. Have you already gone over this one?
No, I haven't, but I'm looking at the story.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, looks like Democrat from Connecticut, is not happy with Sony's revelation today that user data and credit card information may have been stolen from PlayStation Network users. He is so unhappy that he sent a letter to Jack Tretton, president and CEO of Sony Computer Entertainment America. In his letter to SCEA, Blumenthal noted that the SCEA failed its customers by not informing them sooner. He says when a data breach occurs, it is essential that customers be immediately notified about whether and to what extent their personal and financial information has been compromised. I am concerned that PlayStation Network users' personal and financial information may have been inappropriately accessed by a third party. Not quite sure why he's all up in arms about it, but, you know, it's good press for him, right?
Well, here's what I heard is that he actually had an account, so that's, yeah.
Oh, he actually had All right.
He's a gamer. Yeah, here.
Hey, all right. That's awesome. I'm much happier about that part.
Yeah.
It's just, he goes on in this letter. It's actually not bad. He's very well spoken. Says, dear Mr. Tretton, I'm writing regarding a recent data breach of Sony's PlayStation Network service. I'm troubled by the failure of Sony to immediately notify affected customers of the breach and to extend adequate financial data security protections. I was actually looking to see if it mentioned where he had an account.
Well, I saw that on, it was actually on a UK site I saw last night, because once I realized last night this was getting really full-blown scandal, I started using, I forgot the name of the freaking program I used. But anyway, it allows me to pull all the news stories that are on one topic. And I kid you not, every 2 to 3 minutes, I was talking to you, as a matter of fact, last night, there were things popping up. And I saw in one of them that he possibly had an account. I doubt it's him. It's probably his son or, you know, or something to that effect. But
I was thinking of looking at his fiction. I'm wondering what he plays. COD?
He looks like he plays strategy games. Or he looks like he plays Angry Birds. No, I'm kidding.
Angry Birds. Yay.
I don't know what he plays.
Zombies.
Yes, he's playing something. Oh, wow.
He's getting ready for the apocalypse.
This is the apocalypse. You all didn't know?
Apocalypse. Oh, no. This is how it starts.
PlayStation apocalypse.
PlayStation. I knew you'd be the downfall of us. I knew it.
Here's another name. PSNocalypse. There you go.
Yes.
Well, yet more information, Sony. We're teasing you, but you are handling this well, because it could have been an even bigger fiasco. What if we found out and you weren't the ones to tell us? That makes it worse. They've updated with some more information. This was yesterday, saying that they expect the PSN to be back online within a week. I hate to tell you, it's been a week already. they say SEA's Patrick Siebel, who's the Senior Director of Corporate Communications and Social Media, said that the service should be back on within a week. He says that they have a clear path to have PlayStation Network and Curiosity systems back online. Did we do this one yesterday? It sounds so familiar. He says this week's releases have been rescheduled for a later time as well, though when that time is remains a mystery. A letter from SCEA has been sent to the PSN account holders' emails explaining the security breach of the network. The letter details the steps that SECA has taken to deal with it, what it calls a security breach or their breach by us, including temporarily turning off PlayStation Network and Curiosity services and bringing in a high-profile security firm to conduct a full, complete investigation. SECA also says it has enhanced security by rebuilding the entire system. So yay for more updates for all of us. God, no. I don't want any more updates. I guess I have to take it. You can read excerpts of the letter if you don't have a PlayStation account over on the U.S. PlayStation blog. You can also find it at several other sites. Game Politics, over at GamesIndustry.biz, Engadget. It's pretty much everywhere. 1UP. So much. Now, while we're – well, let me let Ginger go. I'll jump into this in a second.
All right. Well, we're on the topic of fights. It looks like one may be coming to a head, maybe. I'm sure you totally understood that. Y'all have to forgive me. Hour and a half worth of sleep. Not cutting it. GamePolitics.com this morning. SCOTUS oral arguments for current session end tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last day that the U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments for the current session, and ABC News suspects that it will release 1-4 opinions soon. This is the time of the term where justices finish up drafting any outstanding opinions to be ready for the last week of June. The term will end the week of June 27th. ABC's The Note points out the most interesting cases still pending. Points out the most interesting cases still pending include California's 2005 violent video game law, the Arizona immigration law, an employee discrimination lawsuit involving Walmart, and a lawsuit involving a terror suspect and former Bush administration attorney General John Ashcroft. Here's one bit of the California law, though. And I'm sure most of y'all know this. If you don't, climb out from underneath your rocks. Violent video games. The court will decide whether states can forbid the sale of violent video games to children. At issue is the California law never allowed to go into effect that provides for up to a $1,000 fine to retailers who sell violent video games to minors. The law defines the game as depicting, maiming, dismembering, or sexually assaulting an image of a human being. The video game industry argues that the law violates free speech and that parents should be left to decide what their children buy. Americans spend more than $10 billion a year on video games. Personally, Schwarzenegger, I'm so not behind this. No, Schwarzenegger, you can take your hypocritical crap and go back to whichever weird little island you're from. Just go back. Don't come back here. Ugh.
Breathe.
So mad. So he's such a hypocrite.
He is.
Oh,
no. He has a game coming out. Didn't we see that?
We can't have violent video games. We can't have violent movies, but yet you made your millions making violent movies, and now you're making a comic strip that is violent and a game that's violent and an actual cartoon that is violent. So you want to talk about violence? No. Don't you be coming here.
She's not happy with you, Schwarzenegger.
No.
I'd hide if I were.
No. You come to Texas, I'm going to follow you around with a sign that says, hypocrites. Every time you turn and look at me, I'll be like, hypocrite.
Are you going to point at him, too?
Totally.
Well, OneUp has an interesting...
shirts that say that.
Oh, don't. You know, today's the day. Don't get me started. I'm sorry. I got totally distracted because I looked at the Fast and Furious 5 ad that was on the page that I'm looking at, and I love me some Vin Diesel, and I love me The Rock, Paul. Well, all of that's just juicy.
He does,
that is
too.
A
it's
juicy
crazy.
Picture. Mm. Okay, so while we are so concentrated on Sony and what they've done wrong, 1UP actually put up a very interesting article today, or actually yesterday, to let us know Sony's not the only one who's had issues with their consoles or big scandals. Let me take you back in time. You could pop over and read the whole thing. We're just going to skate over a few of these. Back in 1988, Nintendo had chip shortages.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yes. I don't remember this. I was too I didn't have a Nintendo. This one I didn't get an NES. They did a lot right. They're saying with their first console. And if you know, as you know, Nintendo ruled the world even then. But you may have not remembered that they had chip shortages way back in 88. And some of you out there who are older gamers waited as long as 2 years for the U.S. release of Zelda 2 and Super Mario Brothers 3 because of this chip shortage. Yeah. They also, same thing with Nintendo. They had the Famicom Disk System add-on that let you buy cheap, high-quality, high-capacity software in 8-bit systems back in the early days. This is in 92 to 98. The company planned to follow up with similar add-ons for its next two systems. The Super NES PlayStation CD-ROM and the Nintendo 64 DD were intended to expand their respective console capabilities, but were canceled due to alleged corporate shenanigans, and only a few of you got your hands on it. Mm-hmm. You never got to play a wonderful game called Earthbound 2. Yeah. Let me take you up, bring you up to speed a little more. 1995. Do I need to remind you of the Sega Saturn?
I remember the Sega Saturn. I did not have one.
Yeah. And the Saturn was not a bad console. Some of you to this day love it, but it just went horribly awry. Let me give you another one. More recent, some of you will start nodding your head. 2005, the Red Ring of Death, the introduction of the Red Ring of Death.
Oh, I hate that thing. Oh, I had mine. I kid you not. I hadn't had my Xbox for 24 hours when I got my first Red Ring of Death. I was hot. Oh, I was hot.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of you, while you're...
dead. Oh, I was...
Yes. Now, here's the thing. A lot of you are pissed at Sony because, well, my stuff has been breached. At least they're telling us. Who, anybody out there can tell me that doesn't work at Microsoft, what exactly is the Red Ring of Death? Nobody knows to this day. And so, and it's one that hasn't gone away. So we're kind of expecting it now. We accept it that if there's a red ring of death, but we don't know why it's caused. They don't tell you.
I heard the main reason was the way the power supply is hooked to the, I guess, the motherboard inside. It gets too hot, and it actually flexes that metal, and it disconnects. And that's why you get the red ring of death.
That's what they're saying. And that's what it says here. General consensus is that it's a result of component failure due to overheating. But, again, if you know that, why haven't they fixed it? Just saying. Back in 2009, yes, Sony, again.
Why aren't these things water-cooled?
I don't know. Sony has the PSN clock troubles. I love how they put this. Some of you are experiencing deja vu when PSN went offline, because that's what happened that particular week when Sony's first time their network service went out. This is about a year and a half ago. The clock suffered a severe hiccup, caused systems to report a different time than the PlayStation Network's official time, and made any game that involved trophy syncing to be completely unplayable for several days.
What was that back in 2000? Everybody was worried about the clocks. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
And I can't even think of what that's called now.
Well, they're saying the issue appeared to resolve itself without any lasting effects. But, hey, this is, again, not the first time we've had a scandal. So, breathe.
Breathe in and breathe out. And don't forget to breathe back in.
And change all your passwords.
Mm-hmm, which is what I'm doing today. Oh, my God.
I am instituting a new list of passwords, I think, this week. I keep about 20 in my head. I think I'm going to change all of them out. So everything's mm-hmm. getting changed. Ginger, you better get a new password on the site, because it's going. They're all going.
Speaking of, I got to get with you about that.
It was going to be changed anyway, regardless. You'd have been awesome. Like, I can't log in. No, yeah, I know you can't. I changed all the passwords.
Well, when you change it, you send me a new one, because I can't get in at the moment.
Yes, I'm going to change them. You all out there, just change everything. Change every password today. Just make
including
it.
Including your underwear, go change them.
Hell, I said passwords. I don't want that.
I'm out of order all day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
All right. Oh, and I want to thank, real quickly, I want to thank Ganger Therapy. Hello, Annie. Annie out there made sure that I mentioned the Xbox Live scam. And we were, I was going to do it, but it was slipping my mind with all this breach going on.
It's been a breach.
Oh, I see a T-shirt. I survived the breach.
You know, there are people that are sitting in their houses right now in a dark corner just rocking back and forth.
Yes.
Make it start. Make it work.
Make it work.
You know, I shouldn't joke. Seriously, I know what I was like last night when my computer was not wanting to work.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
I was hollered. Oh, it was not good. It was not good.
Somebody else feel like they lost a limb when one of your consoles doesn't work. It didn't even have to be one that I'm playing. Like right now, I know that I can't get on the PlayStation Network, and I don't have a lot of games on the PlayStation Network, but it's the fact that I can't get on it that's bothering me. I can't. Oh, maybe I want to. Oh. Breathe, Corey, breathe. Okay. Ginger, what you got?
I actually got something, and it's not really a news story. It's a review. Oh. And we've heard all this stuff about Mortal Kombat. You know, it's going to be so horrible, and children can't play it, and Australia is making it, you know, it's an 18-plus game, so they can't even sell it there, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Well, the first review I've come across so far, I'm actually pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section, gory Mortal Kombat as brain dead as ever.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, it hadn't changed much, so.
Nope, they say it's still pretty much the same boneheaded slugfest it was 20 years ago. It's rated M for mature, but that's because kids shouldn't play a game in which one can rip out an enemy's spine, not because of any newfound adult sophistication. That is awesome.
And whose review is that?
This is coming from Associated Press. It comes from the Mortal Kombat Online.
Ooh.
I'm looking to see who wrote this, but I'm not seeing a name yet. But yeah. So what are they saying? Of course, not every game needs to be clever and ambitious. Sometimes you just want to pound on the controller and turn your on-screen opponent into a hamburger. And gamers who get a rush from that kind of action will get more than their share from Mortal Kombat. The new MK has been billed as a franchise reboot, a return to the days when it ruled the arcades, and it's entertaining in short bursts, particularly if you're competing with friends in the same room. Online, the King of the Hill mode recreates the arcade experience. The winner faces any contenders who have stacked their quarters, figuratively speaking, on the machine. But it's easy enough to find a quick match if you just have a few minutes to kill. Oh, and they say kill is the operative word with the series. Notorious fatalities make an flamboyantly gory return. Why settle for a beatdown when you can behead or disembowel your opponent? You can also execute X-ray moves, which lets you see just how much damage you're inflicting on an enemy's bones and internal organs. The graphic mayhem makes mixed martial arts look like a tickle fight, or it looks like tickle fighting. But the writer goes on to say, by the story, I was most aggravated by the inconsistency of the computer-controlled opponents. Some of the battles pit your solo hero against two enemies, but those fights may be easier than one-on-one matches against overpowered competition. Then again, he or she says I lost several matches where I couldn't even land a punch, only to dominate the same enemy in a replay in which I simply pounded on the same buttons over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe the AI, I don't know. Well, we were talking about this game, I believe, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Zombie Outbreak using Google Maps, which I have not been playing, but I am officially playing as of today.
Mm-hmm.
I have to play this. The Zombie Royal Wedding press release, which they sent over to us, yay. This is Zombie Outbreak at the Royal Wedding in Binary Spaces game, Classic 3 Outbreak. Westminster Abbey is where these developers reside, and Binary Spaces have just released their spin on the Royal Wedding using their game, Class 3 Outbreak, to simulate a zombie outbreak during the wedding ceremony. I love it. William and Kate are shown standing outside the abbey, surrounded by onlookers, and appear to be unaware of the oncoming zombie hordes.
Unaware?
I love it. Undercover agents and bodyguards are scattered throughout the crowd. However, they are greatly outnumbered. You can visit the Royal Zombie Wedding map now to watch the zombie outbreak unfold, which we've put that up on our site. Now for you. Classic 3 Outbreak is a zombie survival game that takes place in real-world location on Google Maps with real-life friends via Facebook. You can, of course, find more information about Class 3 Outbreak, and I'll be playing this. Just go ahead, and if you're on our Facebook, wait for me to post up to ask you to join, because I'm in it. You can check that out at class3outbreak.com, and it's class3outbreak.com. I love this.
You love it.
I love it. I do. I love real world when they interchange the real world. And you should see the image. We managed to get one image from them, so you have to see the image. I love that it's Prince William and his name is all red, and he's like, he just exploded. And I don't mean the royal family any harm before some of you start calling up CBS News and saying, see, those gamers are violent. I just think it's funny. Of course, if zombies ate the royal couple, I would be upset because that means we're next. But, yeah.
No, and we cannot be next. No.
You need your Gamer Girls Radio. You know you do.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're trying to steer your mind away from the breach. As Ginger said, some of you are sitting in the dark corner rocking back
and
forth.
Oh, we are?
I tried to with the zombie wedding, but we may have to go to it.
Yeah, may have to. Mm-hmm. GamePolitics.com again this morning. Q Games PSN outage hurting developers, too. As this Eurogamer report suggests, users are not the only ones being hurt by the extended PlayStation Network downtime, for now on being called, what did we call it?
The breach.
The PSNocalypse. Game developers are losing lots of money. Pixel Junk series developer Q Games claims that the downtime is starting to cost it money.
Yeah.
The boss, Dylan Cuthbert, told industry gamers, PSN being out definitely affects our bottom line. But as long as the people who were going to be playing Shooter 2 and other Pixel Junk titles will But as long as the people who were going to play, be playing Shooter 2 and other pixel junk titles will get right back in there playing them when it comes back up, we'll be happy, and hopefully income won't be denied, it won't be dented too much. Cuthbert went on to say that he knows as much about the outage as users do at this point. Sony has contacted us to let us know they are working as hard as they can, 24 hours a day, to fully correct and secure the breach, he explained. Apart from that, we don't know any other information. Fingers crossed they'll get it up and running very soon. Q Games' most recent release, Pixel Junk Shooter 2, launched on PlayStation Network last month. Q Games had planned to release some DLC over the Easter weekend, but the outage put a damper on those plans. I hadn't even really thought about these developers being hurt by this, but I guess they are.
Yeah, because a lot of them are doing the whole, strictly digital content, which I love that they do because it we keep saying we want to go more green. It's, not papers, not printed, no discs or anything are created. So I think it's a great way to go, saves the companies a lot of money. But when things like this happen, as we were saying earlier in the show, it could be horrific. You have no way to get your game out, especially if this was the only place that you chose to release your console. You know what? I expected this to happen, honestly, and I'm not trying to get down on Steam. I love me some Steam now, but I expected something like this to happen to them before it happened to Sony. Honestly.
I hadn't even really thought about that.
Yeah, they're strictly digital. There is no Steam console, so I expected, someone to hack into Steam and try to do something like this, but not Sony. You guys are supposed to be, I felt like you were daddy or something. I feel safe, but I don't know about you now. Get me a new daddy. Okay, so Sony, more breach stuff. Yes, because that's what it's all about today. We've got to keep you guys up to date. Please breathe. I'm going back there and unplug my PlayStation. I'm scared now. It may get up and start walking. But the power of Christ compels you. Anyway, Sony tracks hackers. Tracking the hackers, as of course a lot of you out there are venting your rage. Sony says they are vowing to proceed aggressively in its attempts to track down the hackers responsible for the PSN network security breach. Although customer anger at the incursion is already beginning to mount, I'd say the pitchforks and the torches are already ready. Although the basic PSN service is free to some of us out there, like myself, users who purchased the PlayStation Plus, the music and video service, Curiosity, and downloadable games, many of which don't work without being connected to PSN. You should have learned that lesson from EA not to do that. They're already demanding a refund. Sony, as a result, has updated its FAQ on the incident, but has made no promises regarding compensation. They said when the full services are restored and the length of the outage is known, we will assess the current course of action. Really? Ooh, this is going to be ugly. As the FAQ points out, some games, mainly downloadable PSN titles, require PSN access for trophy syncs and security checks. Okay, so apparently indie developers over at Madblock Alpha spoke to IGN Mad Alpha Block and Open Emotion spoke to IGN about this, and they've indicated that Sony has already offered to help overcome the problems of the outage. As Ginger was saying, it's affecting some of our developers. He said both studios were due to see new content added to PSN last week, so they're not making any money. They spent all this time doing this. I say you guys need to pop over to Steam. Or maybe Steam, this is a good time for you to jump in and say, you know what, developers, how about we just let you come on over here? We won't even charge you your entry fee or however it is that they do, because I don't know how they handle their stuff at Steam. But jump in. Make yourself look good. Help these developers out. People are going to lose their jobs. He says Sony will be helping us retain Key Focus, prominent placement on the PSN store, for an extra few weeks as they're understanding how something like this can affect a small dev studio like ours. As it's our first week in the U.S., I'm sure it will affect sales, but we have to understand that Sony wouldn't take down the entire PSN on a whim. As long as they can give us some marketing assistance when the PSN is back up, we are sure we'll be able to recoup our potential losses. I don't know.
Doesn't sound good.
No. Ordinary users, though, have not been so understanding with the official PlayStation website now filled with angry and concerned comments. So concerned comments. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm sure they're concerned. I'm sure they're more like, get me my games back, or I'm.
One of the people on that's leaving a concerned comment named Agriel is saying, what makes Sony look so bad is that you've been giving us the silent treatment from day one. Facts are that you knew that your system was compromised and you did not say a thing about it till days later, and even then you didn't tell us you suspected personal data information might have been compromised. And there's a ton of other – oh, this one is my favorite. I love this setup on PSN now, and I'm so deleted off with what has happened. I shall never trust Sony again. Looks like I'm going to get a deleted box. That's from Sutman. I think this is a prime time for you to step in. Step in and do something and help the developers out, these new guys, because as much as I would like to believe that Sony can save them, I don't think they can. It's going to take a long time for people to forget this. So that means your game is probably not going to make any sales because people are going to be leaving in droves. You don't want to be someplace where your stuff is compromised. And Xbox, if you got phishing scams, you're next. Watch yourself. Cause
You have something going on.
I will just be rebuilding my PC and be a PC gamer, or I will be straight Nintendo. I will get rid of every other console in this house but Nintendo, because you don't hear about this stuff happening to them. Some chip shortages, yes, but none of this other business.
That was what, back in 88? Come on.
Yeah, we haven't had anything since then. No problems with Nintendo. All right, so it's actually time for us to take a quick break, because we only got 3 minutes. And then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about this, I guess.
Yay! Yeah, I know. There are all kinds of news about this. It's just plain nuts.
I have some other things. I suppose we should talk about some other stuff, but I don't really want to.
There are other things going on? No.
Oh, let me play this for Ginger because she's not having a good day. You know what? I'm going to play
yes,
for you.
Yes, yes, yes. Play my song.
Oh.
Play my song. Yay!
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Miss Pac-Man didn't have any
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh, no.
And that is our break. We have returned, of course, in about 2 minutes or so. We're going to go to the streaming portion, so you'll have to download to hear the rest if you're listening live. And if you're not listening live, well, just keep listening. Oh,
Just keep listening. Just keep
listening. Well, let's give them some good news, because I know some of you out there are like, I'm tired of this Sony business. It's depressing. It is. Well, let's move over. Well, it's not my turn. Ginger.
No, it's my turn. It's my turn. I know. Woman, what are you doing?
Ooh,
still my turn.
I'm doing improper newscaster etiquette.
You are. Sadly, my next story, not such good news, actually. Kind of bad news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Coming from GamePolitics.com this morning, and this is a short one, so I'll probably pull in two just to let you know.
Yes, ma'am.
A new round of layoffs hit Obsidian Entertainment. This is coming from Gamasutra, looks like. According to Gamasutra report, tweets from various Obsidian Entertainment employees indicate that a new round of layoffs have hit the Irvine, California-based studio responsible for Fallout New Vegas. Obsidian veteran, Akil Hooper, tweeted that he had been laid off. QA tester Ashley Betters tweeted that she is no longer working at Obsidian. Programmer Justin Raynard gave a shout-out to the ones we've lost in a tweet. Finally, a tweet from producer Jason Bader offered his feelings on the layoffs with one word, sigh. A thread on the Obsidian's official forums also discusses the layoffs and offers best wishes from the fans. Oh, I'm sorry, guys and gals over there at Obsidian. But, you know, if y'all don't need Ashley Butters, do you need Ginger Ghost Star? You know? Don't miss Ashley. Just saying.
Sad. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Well, there's plenty. Hey, there are job boards to sell it, saying there's plenty of games available. We post every couple of hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Plenty of jobs in Texas. Come on.
Yes, not even Texas, but we prefer you come to Texas. But yeah,
because you know we rock. All right. So on to some other news. GamePolitics.com again this morning. Game Developer Magazine released the results of its 10th annual Game Developer Salary Survey. Revealing what various positions in the video game industry are paid in 2010. This year's survey contrasts increasing salaries for mainstream game developers with continued gains for independent creators. Mainstream video game industry salaries enjoyed a 7% increase in 2010 over 2009, reaching an average salary of $80,817. Independent contractors earned an average of $55,493, while independent game team members trailed with $26,780 average, an increase over $6,000 from the previous year's survey. By job type, programmer continued to the highest paid position in both the console and online game industry, after production and those in the business and legal sectors, with an average salary of $85,733. Wow, that's not bad. Salaries for programmers increased by around $5,000 over the 2009 numbers, except in entry-level positions, which saw a $1,000 decrease. Art and animation positions, which most people don't tend to think about too much, were mostly flat compared to 2009 at $71,354. Art director saw a slight bump in compensation from pay raises. Game designer saw a slight boost from 2009 numbers, with average salary being reported in at $70,223. Designer saw little movement in 2010, as the discipline has been one of the most stable in terms of compensation. Overall, though, producers saw a salary dip in 2009, but in 2010, the positions increased over 13,000 for a total average of 88,544. Female employees continued to be the best represented in this field, with 17% of the respondents being women. All right, it goes on to a whole bunch of more numbers, which most of y'all probably aren't too caring about. I can't talk this morning, lack of sleep. In the self-reporting part of the survey, where developers can express opinions, salaried game developers often had a bleaker outlook on the industry. These respondents stated that working in the traditional structure is frustrating, complaining that larger studios are trimming talent and crunching harder. Independent developers felt that the industry was more fertile and as innovative than ever, praising the arrival of new platforms and revenue streams. Some of these individuals call 2010 the year of the indie. The full results appear in the latest issue of the magazine, which again was Game Developer Magazine.
Well, here's some other news. Developer Gate 5 is suing Beyonce for for over $100 million over a box.
Beyonce?
Yes, Beyonce Knowles. They're suing for over $100 million in profits. It says that it lost when the singer and actress dropped out of an agreement to develop a game based around her persona. According to a court summons obtained by New York Magazine, the little-known Gate 5 formed a joint venture with Knowles Beyonce Inc. last June to develop a game titled Star Power Beyonce, but the developer alleges that Knowles demanded more favorable compensation terms at a crucial moment in the project's development, which drove away the game's financing before she pulled out of the project altogether, breaching the original agreement. There's a lot of breaching going on today. As a result, Gate 5 says more than 70 employees were put out of a job the week before Christmas. The company is seeking to recover $6 million in direct investment in the project, as well as over $100 million in potential profits from the title. The summons says that she has to appear before New York City court in the next 20 days, and they promise a more detailed complaint to be filed after the confidentiality issue with Knowles can be worked out. B, why would you do that? Come now.
Don't know. That doesn't sound good, though.
You know, this just shows, I think, we're at a crucial stage in gaming where you're just going to have to explain to some of these people that are not gamers how this all works. You don't start demanding money when they're in the middle of development. And with her name on it, she was going to make well over $100 million, I'm going to tell you now. That's a pittance.
You know what's worse is I'm pretty sure her husband is a gamer. I want to say I've seen that somewhere.
I think he's a sports gamer. But I don't know if he plays. And he might. I think I heard some COD might be in there somewhere. Some some Halo.
I guess more of what I'm saying is, you know, she should know something. He should know how some of this works, I would assume.
No. I think I'm going to go over by her House of Darion over here. Because it's down there. It's about 20 minutes away. I should go by and knock on the door. She's not here. She don't need to be here. I just need to comment.
actually, that's where my purse is from, House of Darion.
Mm-hmm. That's when you like House of Darion's clothes?
I just bought my purse from there. I like their purse. Their purse is very pretty.
Well, that's part of the money she's going to owe to those developers. So you helped out.
I bought it like a year ago. I'm one of those chicks who buys a purse like once every 2 years.
Hey, if you're going to buy one, you buy a good one. We all know how that works. Okay. All I know is I'm a little mad at her about this, and I'm such a fan. Beyonce, that girl.
She is, too. You have no idea. I'm always hearing, Ginger, give me the Beyonce song.
I am a fan.
Watch me, Beyonce.
Well, hey, you know, there's not many role models I have that have, you know, the big backside like myself. So.
That's a very, very pretty backside. Mm-hmm.
I know. I like that. I like my assets, and I'm happy that she publicized them. But I'm going to need for her to keep up with the game inside.
Yes. All right. So I guess it's my turn.
Your turn.
My turn. Yay. Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation announces all-star cast for Call of the Dead. Activision Publishing and Treyarch revealed today that that famed horror and action stars Robert Englund, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Michael Rooker, Danny Trejo have joined the cast of Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation's zombie level Call of the Dead.
I'm buying that just for this because all of those are my favorite actresses. I'm in.
The Call of the Dead zombie level and four all-new multiplayer maps make up the second content pack, Escalation, for the record-setting game Call of Duty Black Ops, launching first on Xbox Live on May 3rd. Dedicated to creating a zombie experience like never before, the Call of the Dead storyline is inspired by none other than the legendary horror writer and director George A. Romero, who also stars as himself in the new level. Mark Lemia, studio head of Treyarch, says, "Our latest zombie creation, Call of the Dead, is unreal. We set out to create an exciting new zombie experience for fans of the genre that takes zombies to an insane new level." Dave Anthony, Call of Duty Black Ops director, says, "This is Treyarch's tribute to the legendary George Romero, who truly defined the zombie genre and whose incredible work has been such an inspiration to our team. It was an absolute honor to work with such an amazing, talented cast whose passion and energy brought their characters instantly to life. Fans are going to love this." In addition to George A. Romero, whose credits include Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Land of the Dead, he is joined by Sarah Michelle Gellar, whose credits include the hit TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Cruel Intentions. I don't think I've ever heard of either one of those. No,
never.
Nope. Robert Englund, best known for originating the role of Freddy Krueger in the successful Nightmare on Elm Street franchise. Michael Rooker, most recently acclaimed for his work on AMC's horror drama The Walking Dead. And Danny Trejo, who starred who starred in 2010's action thriller Machete.
Yes, I forgot.
I know who he is now. That just totally popped in my head. Now I see his picture.
Yes, he's been in a lot of movies. Gosh, that's just the most recent. Tons of movies. He's been around forever.
Mm-hmm. Again, this Escalation content pack will launch on Xbox Live on the 3rd of May. So that sounds awesome, actually. I may have to actually go pick that up.
Well, I am. I love all those people. Three of my favorite actors and actresses. Okay. I think we got time for one more. Well, you guys out there, are you playing Darkspore? Because I was going to, but Comcast hated me. So I didn't get to actually play and tell you guys about it before its release date. But I hear it is absolutely excellent. Okay, so, yes, so, I forgot what I was saying. Okay, so the release of Darkspore this week, the studio is previously known, it's from Maxis, and the studio, of course, is previously known for its Sim-style games, and this is them embarking on a new territory. This is a PC-exclusive title, of course, which shipped yesterday, blends elements from loot-driven action RPGs like Diablo, with a character editor born out of the 2008 more simulation-focused Spore, which was an okay game. This game is the first from Maxis since Will Wright's departure back in 2009. The game, of course, they're saying also fits nicely into an already established genre, unlike previous Maxis titles such as SimCity and The Sims, which established new genres in and of itself. As if Darkspore still aims to incorporate a unique Maxis flavor. And while Maxis and parent company EA have been marketing Darkspore as an action RPG ever since they unveiled the game last summer, one of the studio designers, is it Dykeman? I guess his name? I could be saying it wrong. I'm sorry, Dykeman.
Mm-hmm.
he's saying, oh, I love how I lost a place. Ah! Oh, he's saying that they're, in looking back at the project, that it's actually more along the lines of an MMO. He says, so we're going to have servers up and running, and we'll be actively getting feedback from us players, adding new levels, new heroes to collect, and that type of stuff. So although the team is shipping, we're still going to be actively working on the game after it ships. He said, again, for now, Darkspore is exclusively on the PC, which is hinting that maybe we may get another version on console, probably not PlayStation. said they're taking advantage of the mouse and keyboard controls and the ability to update and patch the game at will, but the studio has considered bringing the game to consoles. Yay! But so they're right now they're making sure that they have the PC version all set. I didn't get to play completely. I got in and I was in for, I think, all of 5 minutes before I had to either come do the news or something else. But it looked really good. I hope they do well, is all I can say. I hope they do well.
Me too. All right. Looks like we might have a little bit of time left. Leading online game publisher GamesCampus.com announced today that it has launched Legend of Edda Chapter 2, Return of the God, a major update for its cute and whimsical free-to-play mythological MMORPG. The all-new features include the highly anticipated upgraded third job classes, 4 open-world maps, 3 new instance dungeons, a new guild skill system, and more than 280 new equipment pieces, and much more. The update is now available, and players can visit legendofedda.gamecampus.com to learn more and download and play the game. Yuen Konu, head of marketing of Games Campus, says this is the biggest Legend of Edda update since launch and includes a great deal of enhancements and upgrades for our players. We know players have been waiting for the new job classes, and we are thrilled to launch them today, along with so many new updates and features that are sure to boost their total gaming experience. Legend of Edda Chapter 2, Return of the God, launches with loads of new updates and features, including the highly anticipated new job classes, where players at level 40 will now be able to advance to their third job classes, which include Templar, Champion, Shadowrunner, Scout, Bishop, and Necromancer.
Yay!
The level cap has also been increased to 54 from 40, with powerful new high-level skills for all classes. Additionally, the new guild skill system will now level up to 5, and as guilds level, they will gain access to purchasable guild skills that increase experience and drop rates for the entire guild. All right, so what is this Legend of Edda? Based on the Greek mythological conflict between the gods of Olympus and the Titans, Legend of Edda takes players on a journey through a dynamic storyline divided into 5 unique chapters based on the conflict of 2 opposing factions. Players pledge their allegiance to Olympus or Titan from the beginning prior to character creation, which will play a large role in upcoming PvP and RVR battles. Legend of Edda offers a deep class system including 6 class options, warrior, swordsman, assassin, archer, cleric, and wizard, players are available, are able to choose a character that character's first classes during initial character creation, and upgrade to subclasses by completing promotion quests and eventually upgrading to different classes while obtaining greater and more powerful skills. So it sounds like most regular fantasy MMO RPGs. That's awesome. I was looking to see if it was free or if it was pay to play, but I do not see. So I will head over there and find out.
All right.
I was hoping it was going to be free to play.
We always hope they're free to play, but they're never completely free to play.
No, no. Microtransactions. They'll get you every time.
All right. As you hear, the music is up. So it's our time to get out of here.
Yay, it's our time to get out of here.
I don't know about yay. We got work to do.
We do got work to do, girl. I gotta get into the backside. Oh, I gotta post some of this stuff.
I know you need to go to sleep. That's what you need to do. Some of this is already taken care of, darling. Rest.
No. If I rest now, I won't want to rest all night.
You see what I have to deal with, people? You have to turn it to me.
Oh, but Corey, come on.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Yes, I'll be here. But after that, after I do the show tomorrow night, do not contact me. I am disappeared.
And I know why she disappeared.
You tell them tomorrow.
I can't tell them today?
They already know. I do it every year.
Happy early birthday to Corey.
No.
Happy early birthday to Corey.
Oh, I'm cutting her.
I'm not scared.
Remember, keep an eye on the site. We do have the new section. If I do need to clean it up, it looks a little rough. But we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the PlayStation Network. All in one place. You don't have to pop around everywhere. We'll put it right in one place for you. See you guys tomorrow.